New U.S. Census estimates show mixed population trends across Stark County communities. The county's total population is about 363,000 residents, down slightly since 2020. Canton remains the largest city in the county at just over 69,000, down slightly. Massillon has risen to more than 32,000, while North Canton is holding steady at about 17,700, and Alliance has declined slightly to about 21,500. Smaller communities show growth, with Louisville near 9,900 and Canal Fulton at about 5,400. Statewide, Ohio now has just over 11.9 million residents, up about 0.9% since 2020. Columbus continues to lead growth at about 938,000, followed by Cincinnati at just over 314,000. Cleveland has declined to about 363,000 residents, down 2.4%. A Canton man has been sentenced to 20 years in federal prison for child pornography offenses. 46-year-old Shane Stouffer pleaded guilty in January to receipt and possession of child sexual abuse materials and was also ordered to serve 10 years of supervised release. Federal prosecutors say he was identified in a 2025 online probe, and a search of his home turned up dozens of files involving children under 12. Court records show Stouffer also has prior sex crime convictions dating back to 1999 and 2014. The Marlington Board of Education met Thursday night, approving a wide range of items. Superintendent Dan Swisher says he'll update the board next month on staffing and long-term building plans, saying state legislation continues to impact district decisions and the goal remains fiscal prudence. Retiring staff and those with 20 years' service were recognized. The board approved lunch prices, school fees, summer pay rates, which are unchanged for the upcoming school year, and the 2026 graduating class of 146 students. Treasurer Bob Foss reported just over $11 million in total funds, noting the food services fund remains in deficit spending. Michael Rizzoletti is resigning as middle school principal August 1st to return to teaching. Assistant high school principal Gregory Travis was approved as his replacement. Nimishillen Township trustees dealt with fire and road issues Thursday. WDPN's David Schur reports.
Both Jim Combs and Aaron Snyder were approved as part-time firefighters as the first step in scheduling their pre-employment physicals. Two heavy-duty washing machines, which will extract contaminants, were approved for a $16,575 purchase, of which $12,996 is covered by a Bureau of Workman's Compensation grant. Four bids for road paving, ranging from $499,000 to $657,000, were opened and submitted to Road Superintendent Lee Gonzalez for review and a recommendation for approval at a future meeting.
East Canton is turning to automated speed cameras to help address what officials call a serious traffic safety problem through the village. Four camera sites began operating today along major roads, including routes 172, 44, and 30. After a 30-day warning period, drivers doing 10 miles per hour or more over the limit will be cited. Village officials say the goal is safety, not revenue, and say the system will also allow police to focus more on neighborhood patrols. The Portage County Sheriff's Office says a juvenile is linked to a series of vehicle thefts and attempted thefts in the Kent and Ravenna areas. Vehicles were stolen and three others were targeted between April 17th and Thursday, all involving Kia and Hyundai models. Officials say the suspect, who was not identified due to their age, admitted involvement. The Sheriff's Office is urging residents to lock vehicles, remove keys and key fobs, and use anti-theft devices when possible. A Salem police officer has resigned while under investigation by the Ohio BCI. State records show Officer Michael Werkner resigned effective Monday in lieu of termination. According to the Salem News, Salem police say the department received a complaint last month alleging violations of Ohio law and department policies. The officer was placed on leave during the investigation, and a special prosecutor has been requested due to a conflict of interest. A food trailer was heavily damaged after it caught fire this morning in Youngstown. Just before 8, firefighters responded to the area of Meridian Road and Alcott Avenue on the city's west side. One person was taken to the hospital. A Boardman man is convicted in connection with threats at a Youngstown football facility. 19-year-old Alfred Coward was found guilty of an amended charge of disorderly conduct. Multiple people showed up October 3rd at the South Fieldhouse on Market Street and made threats with a rifle. 18-year-old Edward Agee will have a pretrial hearing Tuesday on charges of tampering with evidence and failure to comply in connection with the October incident. He was indicted in November and had his bond revoked last month after being found during a traffic stop with a weapon inside his vehicle. A Latonia man has been sentenced in Trumbull County Court after pleading guilty to abuse of a corpse. 58-year-old Francis Brennick received 3 years of probation Wednesday in Common Pleas Court. The case stems from a December 2024 incident in Brookfield, where police responded to a report of an unresponsive woman along State Route 7. Authorities say the woman died of natural causes, but investigators found her clothing had been tampered with and discovered photos on Brennick's phone. Bezetta Township trustees have approved a 6-month moratorium on data center development while new regulations are written. According to the Tribune Chronicle, officials say the move is precautionary, giving the Zoning Commission time to develop rules before any companies apply to build. Leaders say the township's current zoning code does not yet include specific guidelines for data centers. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.